The area's only long-form ag programming is found on 690 KGGF.
It is 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock Friday morning here at the mighty 690 KGGF. In the studio with us, State Senator Virgil Peck and our news guy, Brian Klein, in here with us as well. Senator, I got to ask. I'm new to Kansas, okay? Tomorrow actually makes 2 months since I've been doing the morning show here. What the hell is with this weather? I got to blame somebody, and it's going to be, it's been like Noah's Ark season. And now that all the ants are in my house, they're going to fry because we're going to have temperatures in the upper 90s and such. When do we just get a nice day? You're our state senator. I blame you for this, sir.
Hey, I understand that, Bill. We receive a lot of blame and very little credit for what goes on. But this has been an unusual spring.
Well, nobody
Kansas.
Forced you to run, sir.
That is true. But, when the weather's good, will you give me credit?
I will give you a call at home and say, hey, Virgil, this is a gorgeous day today, and I just wanted to call you personally and say thank you.
Okay, well, I will look forward to that. We may have a few of those, but yes, the ants are out and about, and we will enjoy. I'm not sure where you're from, what you're used to, but
I'm originally from Iowa. Oh, yeah, I'm used to humid summers, but not like we've had, you know, here in June. I mean, this is August weather coming up here.
Yeah. It will be that way till August.
Yeah, and then some. And then it'll be like 70 below.
Yeah.
Well, we may be related then, Bill, because my family came from Iowa.
What part?
Oakville, Iowa.
Where's that at?
Mississippi River.
I'm on the Mississippi River. I grew up in Clinton.
I don't know where that is. I didn't come from Iowa. It was my grandfather.
And let me help you here. Think of the silhouette of Iowa, and it's like a woman's torso in profile.
Yes, sir.
Clinton is the nipple.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the best way to describe it.
Okay. Well, I got that picture clear.
Yeah, there you go.
I got that.
Now, next time you look at the state of Iowa on a map, you'll say, there's Clinton.
Well, there's Clinton.
Oakville is a little bit further south.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's down around Burlington, that area down there.
I'm a Kansas boy, been here my whole life, so I can't.
Kind of towards your belly button?
Yeah. Me and Tom Sawyer used to get on our rafts and sail up and down the river, I know Oakville.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were up in years, but I didn't realize you were that age.
Me and Huck, you know, yeah. Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, Becky'd go along every now and then, to keep things interesting. So what's going on with the legislature? You came in with some stuff to talk to us about.
Oh, we have got so much here, Bill. I look forward to the next hour and a half interview that you have me scheduled for.
Mr. Skank, if you're listening, that's your senator talking here.
No. Well, today is the filing deadline for the Kansas legislature and United States Congress. Mm-hmm. So if someone's thinking about running for the Kansas House, because the Senate is not up for election this year, they've got until noon, and so they've got, looks like a little over 4 hours.
Four and a half.
To get to Topeka at the Secretary of State's office. And it is interesting, Bill, if you're ever in the Secretary of State's office at that time, there is a lot of activity. There's a rush. And
pushing, shoving, cursing.
Secretary of State has a clock, and he's watching the clock. He's got a bell with a gavel, and when that clock hits noon, he hits the bell. If you have not filed,
you're
it's
not
too
in.
Late.
Yep.
You are not in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, June the 1st is when the filing deadline was for statewide races and so
forth. Well, if you procrastinated this long, maybe you have no business being there.
I agree. Yeah. However, it will be amazing. There will be a lot of people filed in the next 4 hours.
That's crazy. Not quite as bad as the Black Friday Walmart rush.
Oh, yeah. But there's nobody there with a bell and a hammer.
And there will be potentially some who have filed who will remove their name from the list.
Oh.
So they do that strategically.
But if they don't remove it, then it's too late to remove, too, right?
At noon is too late to remove. Yes, sir. Your name will show up on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
If you
like
it
or not.
It's still going to be there. Yeah. And you can even.
If elected, I will not serve.
Absolutely. So that's one thing that's going on today. And did receive a book from the Tax Foundation. The Tax Foundation rates all states. It is a conservative group, but they rate all states equally, so we can't say, well, they're just picking on certain states.
Yeah.
They compare all 50 states on more than 40 different tax and economic measures. And I found it interesting. In some places, Kansas does well. Some places, not so well. Mm-hmm. We've got some work cut out for us. For example,
like we've been doing a better job of getting businesses to come to Kansas here recently.
Kansas, we have been fortunate in the last few months and actually a few years to have some businesses come in. As a matter of fact, we've got Bartlett coming in.
Yeah.
And, of course, we brought Bill in, and I think that really changed everything.
I think it just changed the whole paradigm.
I could tell by how he was acting. He wanted to take the credit.
Yeah, well, you know, credit due where it's due.
But those type of things do help the overall tax climate when we have businesses come in. Now, we did pass legislation that is going to help with one of our biggest issues, particularly in SEK, Southeast Kansas, and that has to do with housing.
Mm-hmm.
Our housing stock, Brian, you've grown up in Southeast Kansas, you know, is getting older not in greatest shape. So we need to replenish the housing supply, because we can have great jobs, but if we don't have employees, those jobs aren't going to last.
Right. And if a potential business is thinking of coming to town and they drive around and they see a bunch of ramshackled shanties, you know, they're not going to be so inclined to come here.
That is exactly right. It's important. There are several factors.
It's kind of the, you know, the chicken before the egg type situation. You know, just speaking from growing up in Sedan, we never had a housing development come in and put up houses. And we've never had a big business come in either. Now, there's other factors involved in why both of that has not happened. But at the same time, you know, it's tough to get a big company to come into a small town like Kansas, put up a, you know, 10, 15 housing development and not have, you know, housing, you know, people wanting housing immediately.
It is an issue, and back in the day, way before we were born, there
not
were,
me.
companies would actually build a neighborhood of houses.
I have an example of that. When I was 15, we moved from Iowa to North Dakota. My dad got a job at a power plant in this little town in Oliver County, and they built a housing development strictly for their employees. I'm not talking about apartments. I'm talking houses. So that's where we lived.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And then those houses will be there for a long
period of time.
They're
still there. That was 50 years ago.
Yeah. And with in today's world, with if we can get the broadband infrastructure in place, places like Chautauqua County, which, by the way, I'm looking forward to representing Chautauqua County come January as a senator.
Yep.
Currently do not.
Right.
I lived 15 years in Chautauqua County.
Redistricting,
I know that, of course.
Right?
Redistricting, Bill, took care of that. And good to have Brian back in the area, by the way. I knew his family, his dad and mom, Bob and Linda.
We all feel the same.
By the way, Brian, you may or may not remember in 1991 school board race, your dad and I were both candidates. And from my perspective, I guess, fortunately, I managed to win that race by a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hold a grudge, Brian?
No. No. Dad didn't hold grudges.
Okay.
No, he let you know what he thought right away.
Bob was straightforward, absolutely. Very, very active with Farm Bureau and so forth. But anyway, I sort of sidetracked a little bit. But I like to talk kind of the country. But you brought up Sedan and housing. And with broadband and more people being able to work from home, I honestly believe, maybe it's because I'm a country boy, maybe it's because I've raised in Southeast Kansas, I'm hoping that people will look at Chautauqua County and Southeast Kansas.
Well, there is a need. I mean, the houses that are being fixed up and renovated in Sedan are for rentals, for hunting. You know, we have the huge influx of hunters that come in for deer season every year, and that's what they do, is they rent out these little bed and breakfast houses, and they don't open them up to residents to be able to buy them or rent them out either.
And then when a new family comes, or not a new family, but comes into town, they kind of have to settle for what they can find, which might not be optimal.
No, it's not. Or build new, which is very expensive.
It's really extremely expensive right now to build new. But, yes, Chautauqua County's got great hunting over there.
Oh,
we have some of the best deer in the United States, for example.
Yes.
Some trophies over there. But you are right, Brian, the fact that some of these homes are used for hunting cabins. And I I'm not going to be.
I can't blame the people that own them because they're making far more money on the 4 months that they rent them out by the day than what they do by the month for the entire year.
Absolutely. Some of these hunters who come from distances, they're willing to pay big bucks, money to get a big buck.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Big bucks for big bucks.
Yes. But, yes, that is an issue that because of legislation we passed, there are some incentives, particularly for smaller counties, smaller population counties, have larger incentives than the other counties. Mm. We'll see. It's not going to happen overnight.
Sure.
It's going to take time. We didn't lose our housing stock. Our housing stock didn't get old overnight. But
right.
Those are things that and tax structure is also part of business. So there's the housing is important. We do need to make certain we've got good schools. We've got good medical facilities. And then the tax structure, all of those, I think, combine to help businesses look at an area and decide if that's where they want to locate.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had a lot of success in some of our larger populated areas, but some of our rural areas, we could still use some more. And, of course, the Bartlett project that's going to break ground here in about a week, that will be a great deal.
Tell us about what the Bartlett project is.
Well, that would be where that's an ag business.
Right.
In Cherryvale?
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be over by Cherryvale, and they will be having, I'm not sure all of what they're going to do, but a lot of soybeans, a lot of grains will be processed there.
Yeah, I think there's going to have a mill, among other things, and they're spending several hundred million dollars on this project. Mm-hmm.
I will have a better answer for you, Bill, in about a week and a half than I do today.
Let me lighten it up for you a little bit. Earlier this week was National Oklahoma Day, and I was thinking, what would be the perfect Oklahoma meal to serve on Oklahoma Day? And I happened to find online a menu that was approved by the state legislature in Oklahoma. And I was surprised to see that Kansas does not have an official food or an official meal. Isn't that something you guys should be working on? Set everything else aside and get busy on the official Kansas state meal. Byrocks or B-Rocks, whatever those things are.
Yeah. That's one of those things we will receive criticism if we do that. For example, this year we passed legislation to declare an official state fruit.
Mm. And who was it?
It's a sand plum. Who was it? Oh, that is good.
Boom.
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask some people like me,
what was the official state fruit?
Sand plum.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
I would have guessed strawberry, but that's just me.
I wanted the mulberry, the red mulberry.
I had a mulberry bush in my backyard when I grew up. Yeah.
I just prefer mulberries over sand plums. But there are a lot of sand plums on my property.
Yeah.
And so, but it was interesting. It was an educational experience. We had a fourth graders across Kansas who they decided.
They know. The fourth graders know.
What they wanted. And they came and testified before the legislature. And some people say, well, that was a waste of time. Not really, because it was an educational experience for the students.
It was great for the kids.
To
learn how the government worked. Yeah. You were a page?
Yes.
I see you more of as a cover.
Dan Deason did for him and for Bob Dole in Washington, D.C.
Okay, yeah, that PAGE program is a great thing, and anyone should come to the Capitol, and I would invite both of you gentlemen to come to the Capitol sometime.
He called us gentlemen. Well, guys, we're going to have to wrap this up here really quick. Is there anything else you want to touch on real quick in the minute or so we've got left?
Well, there's a whole lot I could cover, as I'd said, an hour and a half. No,
welcome to the Virgil Peck Show here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Well, that can be arranged.
Yeah. Who knows? I might be temporary.
It could be, but no, there's really not, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Well, now
Brian,
I know you're going to be here every second Friday of the month, so I'll never make that mistake again.
Okay, yeah, the second Friday of the month, and historically the fifth Friday of the month.
We get those every now and then.
And I do fill in because, again, Virgil Peck can cover a lot of information, whether it's valuable or not, the listeners will decide, but hopefully
Virgil,
it's entertaining.
I think that no matter whether we've agreed with your politics or not, you've always been very straightforward and open.
And you're a lot of fun to talk to. I got to say right off the bat, it makes for a very entertaining radio show. You get a lot of these politicians that are, back when I was a boy, we wrote on chalkboard. We didn't need these fancy computers. So I'm thrilled to have you here, Virgil. It was nice meeting you, and we'll get together again next month here on the Mighty 690.
I look forward to it. I appreciate the opportunity. We'll try not to bore anyone.
I'm wide awake now.
Yes, I am. Work no more.